Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros, Daf Nun Zayim Bechoros 57. On today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah brings in a Takana, a reform of the sages, that the sages established that there were three times during the year that the animals were supposed to have been tithed. And if those animals were not tithed by those years, it became prohibited to sell it or to slaughter that animal that was born until it was tithed. And the sages established these three times, which correspond to the three times that the animals were typically born. Some animals were born in the beginning of the winter, some animals were born between the holiday of Pesach and Shavuot, and some animals were born at the beginning of the summer. So says our Mishnah, Shalosh Geranos L'maiser Behema. The word Geranos here means times, Rashi tells us, and the Gemara tells us on Nirches Amad Aleph, and the Gemara explains there why the Gemara uses the word Geranos for times. So there were three times during the year that the animal need to have been tithed by, and if the animal was not tithed, then it was prohibited to eat it or sell it, ideally, or slaughter it until it was tithed. This is just l'chatchila, that one is prohibited to do it. But so what are these three times? Bifros ha-Pesach, if it was 15 days before the holiday of Pesach, according to the Tana Kama. And the second time is bifros ha-Tzeres, 15 days before the holiday of Shavuos, and bifros ha-Chag, or 15 days before the holiday of Sukkot. That is the position of Rabbi Akiva. But Ben Azai argued with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, no, one of the three times, be'esher metisha ba'ad, 29th day of Adar, be'echa b'sivan, the first day of Sivan, or be'ezer metisha ba'av, or the 29th day of Av, because we're going to see that Ben Azai is of the position that the animals that are born in the month of Elul are tithed by themselves, so therefore he puts the cutoff date as the 29th day of Av. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say the three times are be'echad b'nisan, because they're of the opinion that on the first day of Nisan, because they're of the opinion that 2 days, 2 weeks prior before Pesach, a person is supposed to be showing the Darsh and Behilchos HaChag, is supposed to be expounding on the laws of the festival. And so therefore they established that the time of tithing is the time for be asking the questions on Pesach. And so therefore, so that everybody will come and bring their animals and do the tithe, they establish it the first day of Nisan. But be'echa b'sivan, but before Shavuos, it was 1 week, so they said the first of Sivan, and be'ezer metisha be'el, and the 29th day of El, which is 2 weeks before the holiday of Sukkot. V'lama amru be'ezer metisha be'el, v'lama be'echa b'tishrei. So our mission asks, why do they say in the 29th day of El and not on the first day of Tishrei? Like it says on Pesach, the first day of Nisan. Explains the Mishnah, Mipnei Shehu. Yom Tov. The first day of Tishrei is obviously the festival of Rosh Hashanah. And so therefore, since it's going to be the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and it is also going to be, therefore, as our Mishnah explains, the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema, meaning to say that we're not allowed to tithe any animals that were born before that period, along with animals that were born after that period. They're a separate cutoff date. And so therefore, in order to make a distinction between those two times, therefore they stopped it the 29th day of Elul. And also, Eif Shor La'aser B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to tithe on the festival itself, because one who tithes the animals takes some red dye, red paint, and puts it on the 10th animal, so it's recognizable. Therefore, they moved it up to the 29th day of El. Rabbi Meir, of a different opinion, Rabbi Meir says, Be'echa be'el Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema. He says, no, the first day of El is going to be the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema, not the first day of Tishrei, but the first day of El. And so therefore, the third goer in the third time period is going to be the 29th day of Av, and not the 29th day of Av, because that is the time that they established before Rosh Hashanah. And so therefore, in order to do this, he establishes the 29th day of Av and not the 29th day of El. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Ben Azai is of the position, since there's a dispute about which is the cutoff date for tithing, is it the first day of El or the first day of Tishrei? Therefore, he says, Ha'aluim mit asr mifnei atzman, that any animal that was born in El is going to be tithed only by itself and doesn't work in conjunction with others. And says our Mishnah, Kohen oladim me'echa b'tishrei ad esr metisha be'el, any animal that's born from the first of Tishrei until the 29th day of El, Harei Elul Mitzdarfen. That's considered one block, and they could combine for tithing. But if it was Chamisha, if Nei Rosh Hashanah, Chamisha L'Achar Rosh Hashanah, but if five animals were born before that Rosh Hashanah and five afterwards, Eidim Mitzdarfen. They're two separate years, so that we can't combine them to make the 10 animals necessary to do the tithing. Chamisha, if Neagorim, but if it would be five that were born before this specific time period of the three time periods and five after the Gorin, those could combine. Harei Elul Mitzdarfen. If that's the case, since those can combine, mind, why do we have these periods of the Geronos at all? Why do we have these time periods at all? Lama Nemer Shalosh Geronos Lameiser Behema. If you could combine them, ones that are born at different points in the year, why are they even in existence? So it explains the Mishnah. She'ashol Egia Goren Mutar Limkor V'Lishkod. Until we reach that those time periods, of the three time periods, it's permitted to slaughter it and to sell it. But Higia Goren, but once that time period arrived, Lo Yishchot, you're not supposed to slaughter it. However, V'im Shachad, if you slaughtered it, Potter, you don't get lashes for it. But we see from here, going back to the idea that the first of Elul is going to be considered Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behema, or the other opinion or Mishnah is that the first of Tishrei is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behema. What's the concept, what's the core thinking behind this dispute as to whether or not it's the first of Elul or the first of Tishrei? Explains my holy ancestor, the Noam Elimelech, that what does it mean, Maaser Behema? That some people, that you're similar to an animal, that some Jews, they only wake up on the first of Elul, and so therefore they're going to be considered like an animal, because the whole year they think that they don't remember to sin, they act like an animal, but then the first of Elul they wake up and they remember they're supposed to be a Jew because they feel Rosh Hashanah is coming. Whereas the other position says no, the people wake up in the month of Elul, they're good, they're at least different than an animal. There are some people who only wake up on Rosh Hashanah itself, the whole year they don't think about it, they act like animalistic with our actions. When comes the first of Rosh Hashanah, that's when they wake up, and that's the nature of the dispute, whether it's the first of Elul or the first of Tishrei, is when do we wake up from our animalistic actions.